Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
The Chovis Avavis then continues and lifts us a mile of Bitachon Hashem Be'inyin Torah, Be'inyin Avodas Hashem. That's what he keeps on listing, the milas, how it helps for Avodas Hashem. This one is the fourth one. Ki Bater Hashem Emubal Maman Yemar Lohitzi Chovis Elokim V'Chovis Bnei Adam Emumainoi B'Nefshech Veitza V'Ruach Nediva. A person has bitachon b'Hashem, as then will be memayor lohitzi choyves elokim v'choyves bnei adam b'moinoi b'nefesh chveitza v'ruach nediva. You know, one of the big nisyonos of a usher is to give up his money for Torah, for mitzvahs, whether it's using it for his own personal mitzvahs or helping others, taka and machzik Torah. When a person lives with bitachon, as then he has the koyach to do it. There was someone that one time asked the Gadol that he went into a lottery, and he said if he wins the lottery, he's giving half of it to Staka. And he did that because he wanted to be Zeichel. He figured Hashem will help him. Because guess what? He was Zeichel in the lottery. And at the end, he's giving only a tenth of it. And he went to his Rebbe and he asked him, he says he doesn't understand himself. He said when he bought the lottery ticket, he was really, really meant it. B'chol alev, he's going to give half. And now that he got the lottery and he won it, it's so hard for him. Even to give a tenth is hard for him. And now he has so much more money. Like, why is it so hard for him to give a tenth? Already he has so much more money now. As the Rav told him that, listen, before you have Ashiras, as you don't understand the Nisayin of Ashiras, you don't understand how hard it is to give. Now that you have the Ashiras, now you understand. You want to learn up what's Taka the Pshat. Before he has it, he realizes it's Hashem's money. But once he got it, it's mine. And I do what I want with it. And that's the biggest problem we have when it comes to using our money. Permits this because it's my money and I want to do a lot of things with it. All of a sudden he became Masha, I need it for this, I need it to invest, I need it for this. That's one nekuda. If we realize it's all chaste Hashem, it's all hamatana from Hashem. Number one. And number two, the Yetzahara is far more bigger. When you don't have money, there's no Yetzahara. Okay, he wants to win the lottery. He says, this is a great idea. Once he has the money, the Yetzahara is kol kach. Oh, and this is the Yetzahara of all Ashirim. Now, there was someone that said he lives in the five towns, one of the five towns. He said if every one of the people, his friends in shul that he davens in, would give meiser of what they make, there wouldn't be any aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. They're making so much money, give meiser. They can't. It's too hard for them. The Gemara in Ksubis says about Nakdomian Ben Gurion. The Gemara in Ksubis in Daf Samach Vov that he had loads of money and he lost it. Why? Even though he gave lots of staka, but he didn't give kefi masha roi life. It's a massive nisayon. And what helps us that we should be mitgaber on the Nisayin is this Nakuda, bitachon b'Hashem, realizing that anyway, whatever we have is kulay from Hashem. Let's use it for what Hashem says. If we don't, we could lose all our money. It's all b'yad Hashem. And we'll always have what we really is good for us. Hashem will always give us. Because even though we're giving away, but still, what's good? If it's good for us, Hashem will give it back to us and even more. Hashem will always be there for us to have what we have. This is a very important lesson, not only to Ashirim, to everyone, but more Nageya for Ashirim. Bitachon helps us properly to use our money and spend it. This is another thing people have a lot of challenges with. When you see people that are big Ashirim and you're not, as you wish you would be an usher. And unfortunately, many times we have question and answers with the Bachrim and the Bachrim Shiva. I want to be rich like him. So many people in the world I want to make a simcha like him. I want to go on vacation like him. I want to be able to have nuchas hanefesh, not have a negative in my bank like him. And over here is a very important lesson. When a person lives with bitachon, he looks at the world totally different, much, much healthier look. Why? As whatever you want. First is just, I believe, I know, he gave some ideas. There's a lot of work that goes into being an usher, a lot of thought and time, and there isn't time for your avodas Hashem properly in many places, many times. Now, there are people who work on themselves, and they raise above this, but this is a very strong nesayin. Not everyone has the koyches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who can and who can't. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that by this person he wouldn't be able to, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to him because it wouldn't be good for him. As it's very, very important to accept Kol Man Dover Rachman L'Tav Ovid. A lot in life is what's good for us. He gives a couple of ideas why. But the bottom line is it's bitachon and emun and Hashem kol man davar rachman l'tav avid. It was good for you to be have more money, Hashem would give it to you. This is the story of the Kedushas Levi, that there were two people that came to him for a din Torah, and he, in the middle of the din Torah, he looked at them and he said to the both of them, if you would be Hashem, how would you create yourself differently? As the Ani answered right away, ooh, if he would be Hashem, he would make himself into an usher. He never had a lot of money, always wanted to have a lot of money. That was the first thing he would do if he would be Hashem. And he turned to the usher and he said to him, if you would be a usher, as if you would be Hashem, what would you create differently? He said he has a lot of problems with his wife. If he would be Hashem, he would have created that he would have married someone else. And then the two of them looked at the Kedushas HaLevi and they said to him, and if you would be Hashem, how would you create yourself differently? As the Kedushas HaLevi answered them, if I would be Hashem, I would create myself exactly the same way I am now. Because Hashem knows what's good for me and what's best for me. And if this is the way Hashem made me, must be this is the best for me. As he was trying to teach them an important lesson, don't always wish you would be someone else. Try to be someone else. Be happy with who you are, because that's really what's best for you.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.